7:52.
Well, you might have heard this earlier in the week. An 18-year-old high school senior in California inventing a device that can recharge a cell phone battery in about 20 seconds. Of course, you can't go out and buy this device for your phone just yet. Maybe someday. But there are some other nifty charging devices you may want to check out.
Dimitri talked about them with our tech guy, Greg Stebbin.
One is really smart and affordable wireless charging solutions. And just to be clear about that, that's a way of charging your phones where you don't have to plug something into the little hole. You literally just set your phone down on a pad or attach it somehow using magnets, and it literally and wirelessly charges. And I've been really impressed with a line of products from a company called Magnetize. And what I like about these products is you either change the back on your phone if you're using an Android phone, or you put it inside of a case, and it's got a round magnetic disc on the back. And then they have a huge assortment of docking stations that you can then put on your desk. And you can charge your phone on any one of those docking stations. And everybody in your family who has the same sort of case or back for their phone can also charge it anywhere. And one of the great advantages of this, of course, is once you've invested in the docking stations that work for you, if you get a new phone, you don't have to replace all the docking stations. You literally just buy a new case and the same docking stations will work.
Wouldn't it be nice to just double your phone's battery life? That's another way to go. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, this is also a great solution. There's a variety of companies, including the one I just mentioned, Magnetize, that offer protective phone cases that also have second batteries built into the case itself. So you put your phone in the case, it protects the phone, and then as the original battery inside of the phone gets low, you get some kind of beeper warning, and you just throw a little switch and your phone automatically starts to use the battery in the phone case instead of the original battery, and that in essence literally doubles your phone life. And just to give you an example, I'm using a product from a company called Mophie. They're a very well-known company for making this kind of battery-encased case. I literally have every option on the phone running all the time. I never worry about power on my phone. I have a Galaxy S3, and I never run out of juice. I get through the whole day easily, charge it up while I'm sleeping, and then I'm ready to go again the next day.
Let's go to a device that's simply called Switch from a company called Native Union. What can this Switch do?
Yeah, this is a really odd device because it does a lot of things, and you wouldn't necessarily think to put them together. It's a portable sound system for your phone or your iPod. So it's got great sound. It attaches to your device using Bluetooth, or you can physically connect it with a wire as well. But because it's a Bluetooth device, I guess the manufacturers figured, well, people are going to connect their phone to the device through Bluetooth to play music, so why don't we make it a speakerphone too? So like if you have Bluetooth in the dashboard of your car, it'll interrupt the music to enable you to take a call. This device does the same thing, and again, it has great sound for music, so it also has great sound for calls. But wait, there's more, because you probably have this sitting somewhere on your desk or somewhere convenient and plugged into a wall to power it, it's also a charger for your cell phone or other device.
And one more here. This is a solar-powered phone charger.
It's a device called PowerTrip, and it does a couple of things, too. One is you can actually power it. There's a battery inside of it that's then designed to be a portable battery for you to recharge your phone when it gets low. And you can plug it right into a wall outlet to charge that battery inside of it. But let's say you're nowhere near any electricity, you can also use the solar cell on it to recharge the battery inside of it, so then you can use it to recharge your battery. And then for some reason, they thought it would also be a good idea to turn it into a flash drive or a thumb drive, so it does that too. Again, a really odd combination of things, but the reality is if you carry it to just do one main thing, there's a good chance you'll find a use for the other stuff, like the solar cell and the thumb drive.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin, and you can read more about all the charges on WTOP.com. Search chargers.